This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm David Green. Faced with massive overcrowding, budget cuts, and a weeks-long hunger strike by inmates, California is considering making some changes to how it handles its toughest prisoners. Right now, thousands of inmates are locked in long-term solitary confinement. Some stay there for decades. The state prison at Pelican Bay is at the heart of the system, and today a state legislative panel will hear about conditions there. NPR's Carrie Kahn was part of a group of reporters who got a rare visit inside Pelican Bay, and she has our report.
California's most dangerous convicts are shipped to Pelican Bay. It's hundreds of miles from any major city right near the Oregon border. It's the most isolated prison in the system. Think Alcatraz, but on land. If you're violent or a member of a prison gang, then you're sent straight to this half of the prison known as the Secure Housing Unit, the SHU. Prison officials say it's the only way to safely house the worst of the worst.
We're going to take you in to a B-section pod.
Inmates are in their cells 23 hours a day. They're allowed 1 hour of exercise alone in a small concrete pen. Visitors are highly restricted.
206.
The eight cells in this section are small, 6 by 8 feet. Inside, there's a bed, a metal toilet, a sink, and a TV. Armed guards stand watch over the men 24-7. We were only allowed to talk to prisoners cooperating with officials.
I'm going to give you about 15 minutes to interview.
Convicted murderer Harold Rigsby has been in the SHU solitary confinement for 14 years. His skin is pale from lack of sun. Prison officials bring him out shackled at the waist and feet.
You have, 23 hours in your cell a day. You start thinking, everything that you've gone through in your life. And you realize that this ain't the lifestyle you want to live. You don't want to spend the rest of your life back here in a cage.
Rigsby is doing the only thing that gets a prisoner out of the SHU. He's dropping out of his prison gang and naming names. To get out of the SHU, you have to snitch. And that's one of the reasons why California legislators are looking to make a change. Hundreds of inmates in solitary confinement won't do it, and they remain isolated for years.
What that means in California is that you accumulate these men in special housing units, and when Pelican Bay filled up, then it was necessary to build more of them.
And still more, says David Ward, a retired criminologist who studied California's prison system extensively. There are now more than 3,500 men in the state's three isolation units. It costs more than $70,000 a year to keep them there, nearly double the cost of a prisoner in the general population. Ward co-authored a study 4 years ago urging the state to use the SHU as a punishment for bad behavior. Now Pelican Bay SHU is primarily used to house gang members and leaders. And it's up to prison officials to determine who they are. A tattoo and hanging out with the wrong people in the yard can be enough. Ward's study was shelved. The state says the SHUs work and have significantly reduced prison violence. Scott Kernan of the state's prison department says Ward's recommendations weren't possible because of prison overcrowding. A recent court ruling has ordered California to drastically reduce its inmate population. Kernan says now it's time to try something new.
We're going to make the changes that we think are reasonable. And again, with the three-judge panel, I think we might have an opportunity to do some things that we've never had a chance to do before.
Be advised, we're moving Ed Segg inmate from 4 blocks.
By then, Harold Rigsby will be out of the SHU and back in the general prison population. He says he found God during his long isolation and says without the harsh punishment, he'd still be a gang member and causing trouble behind bars.
I'm putting my life in danger because if those gang members were to catch up to me, they're going to try to stab me or take me out. I'm willing to risk that because I feel it's the right thing to do.
But there are many who won't renounce the gangs. 500 prisoners in Pelican Bay SHU have been in isolation for more than 10 years, many for more than 2 decades. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.